Partly due to concern about Jobs' weight loss, Apple's stock price drifted from $188 at the beginning of June 2008 down to $156 at the end of July. Matters were not helped in late August when Bloomberg News mistakenly released its prepackaged obituary of Jobs, which ended up on Gawker. Jobs was able to roll out Mark Twain's famous quip a few days later at his annual music event. "Reports of my death are greatly exaggerated," he said, as he launched a line of new iPods. But his gaunt appearance was not reassuring. By early October, the stock price had sunk to $97. That month, Doug Morris of Universal Music was scheduled to meet with Jobs at Apple. Instead, Jobs invited him to his house. Morris was surprised to see him so ill and in pain. Morris was about to be honored at a gala in Los Angeles for City of Hope, which raised money to fight cancer, and he wanted Jobs to be there. Charitable events were something Jobs avoided, but he decided to do it, both for Morris and for the cause. At the event, held in a big tent on Santa Monica Beach, Morris told the 2,000 guests that Jobs was giving the music industry a new lease on life. The performances by Stevie Nicks, Lionel Richie, Erykah Badu, and Akon went on past midnight, and Jobs had severe chills. Jimmy Iovine gave him a hooded sweatshirt to wear, and he kept the hood over his head all evening. "He was so sick, so cold, so thin," Morris recalled.